Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program on BBS Radio, Station 1. And if you're listening to an archive or live, we're also on Station 1 on Wednesdays. Then we go to Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. So the day today is June 29th. One more day in this month, which would be tomorrow. And we're in 2015. So let's clear the date here, June 29th, 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's make sure that you're all in the now. So do your finger exercise to check yourself out. And your finger should be basically straight ahead. And some people could be off to the right a little bit, which would be your future. Or you could be to the left a little bit. But you want to be in the now. So move your finger, and I'll connect you back into the now timeline with your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you should feel better now. You've seen the room change. Each time I do a count, they have to create new holograms to bring you back into this reality. They're controlling your time. And your time, you know, for that short amount of counting, could have been years for them. Where for us, it's seconds. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam, and then we'll take away some of your emotional stress. So here we go. Light beam activation. If you want to bring all three up at one time, we'll do that. We'll bring in male energies. So here we go. Male energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wonderful. And now we're going to energize you by getting rid of some emotional traumas. Remember, if you're dealing with emotional traumas or situations, maybe even pain, those areas, your spirit's not there. So remember, it doesn't come into density, doesn't know about pain, doesn't know about emotion. So it's not going to live with you when you're having that situation. So here we go, bringing you back into the now, bringing your spirit in, taking away what you want to think of right now. Remember, you have to have a situation to think of. So here we go. 1, have released. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll get our co-host on tonight. So are you there, Michelle?
I am here, Ron, and nice to talk to you again. So it is Monday, 4 o'clock, and I've come across somebody talking. It's a testimonial about Sunday's call. So it says, "Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for doing another Sunday 8-hour healing conference call. I felt more energized today and more self-empowered today. Very much appreciated. My spirit is communicating with me more, too. I do feel a difference from when I began this healing call 3 years ago." So this person really likes it. Something must be happening. I don't know what else you're doing in the world, Ron, but I know you do say that you're doing a lot of work with the Matrix, so maybe the healings are working better and coming through to people even more, because this person has been doing it for 3 years, which is really great. So
each time a little piece comes off, so it's hard to say. Remember, you have all those lifetimes stored in you, so you have lifetimes back to the get-go. That's in your DNA. So each time we do a clearing or do a special healing call, a little bit of you gets returned back to you, the pieces of you that are broken, in a sense, or blockages. I guess blockages would be the best thing. Programs that you have, they get released, and you start feeling better. So That's what the calls are all about, is to bring you back to spirit energy so your body can be a light body with your spirit being that light. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah. Do you think that all the other things that are happening help that come through more to us? Or do you think it's just a matter of doing it a lot?
Well, it happens. The flip side of that, when you start hearing more negative things or problems, then that brings up your past, and that gets regenerated, copy and pasted into this current lifetime. Huh. And then now you're really dealing with your ancestral past and whatever that's going to be for you. Everybody has a dealt a different set of cards, a according to what they're doing. So the New Agers would say, well, this is your life mission, your life path. You're having these troubles because of karma. Well, it's sort of like all that, because you're experiencing your past, and you want to release it from you in order to live more in the present moment. That's why we have clearings to release it out of you instantly, rather than having a lifetime of sadness, misery, pain, or whatever. Because it will keep coming to you if you don't deal with it. And history repeats itself. So everybody should understand that. So back to you.
True. I've seen things happen several times in my life, and I'm like, wow, this again? So I've often wondered, because we've had past lives, but we also have ancestors. Were we our own ancestors?
You could have been, yes. Very possibly. And
wow.
You could be your ancestors on an alien timeline living right now. To make it even more complicated, let's just say that you happen to be in a physical body, and actually we'll say you're in, let's just say that you're in the Civil War, okay? So you got killed in that Civil War. Now you're wondering why you have aches and pains, or maybe you had frostbite, wondering why maybe your toes or your feet aren't feeling right, you know, because that's what got the frostbitten. Well, you could have lived then, died, but the alien said, you know, we're going to give this person frostbite in this lifetime, but it won't be, they're not going to be around the cold weather. Maybe they live in Florida, you know? And so what we're going to do now is copy and paste that timeline back then into this one now, and now you're having a foot condition that's like frostbite, but it is numbing your feet out, we'll say. So we're living that. Now you're living it again, not knowing that you're involved in a war on an alien timeline. They just brought up that old movie set, you know, dusted it off. Oh, and they're playing it for you in the background of your life in this lifetime. You don't know the difference, but you do wonder why, you know, don't like, we'll just say the adversaries there, you know, the North and the South. Maybe you're a Southerner, and maybe now you're not, but or maybe you are, and you wonder, you know, I really don't like the people from the North, you know. Well, that's because you're living that life. I'm right now in the present moment, not even knowing about it. That's where a lot of the wars come from, is that people don't like another race, another culture or something, because it's being copy and pasted, and they don't know why they have all this hatred to a different group of people. May not have ever seen them before, but you say, oh, what about this this here? You read about it, oh, yeah, I don't like them, you know. That's the reason, because they're probably battling them right now. And then if something does happen, this current lifetime, remember, it won't be in the now. It'll be on an alien timeline that you're going to war. So we'll say that you go to war and you're battling another, you know, or another group of people. Well, they're just copy and pasting that old lifetime onto you right now. And, of course, you hate those people because you already are in war with them. So that's what happens. So everything here is alien timelines. That's why they bring forth all this stuff. So back to you.
Yeah, I know I've many instances when people have said, just out of nowhere, I don't like that person, or I do like that person. And I always thought, well, gosh, you don't even know that person. But that would explain there's something going on there that nobody could really know about, because we forget. So, okay, so I'm going to move on to another email that kind of talks about that a little bit, and then bring up what I think might be helpful for that. It says they were abducted one night, and that when they came back, they had a certain negative situation with their body, and that they had been running the alien attack page 24/7 for the last month, and they noticed that the aliens or whoever was doing this still got them. And I thought, well, the abduction barcode, would that, if you could do that and it was successful, they would not be able to find you for a while, and then if you got caught again, you could run it again?
Yes,
is that correct.
Yeah, that is, yeah. The barcode is what they zero in on. That's your GPS. And so that's put on your body. So that's the abduction barcode for your body. You also have a spirit barcode on your spirit. And people will say, I don't ever want to come back here again. Well, that's from your spirit, now, maybe not wanting to come back. And I may be communicating to you that. Or know that you come back because you're in forced reincarnation and your spirit comes back, so you know that I don't want to come back here because of forced reincarnation of my spirit. So normally your spirit is pretty neutral, and then it gets contaminated, you know, day after day after day. And upon your death, your spirit looks like an emotional walking, you know, body, opposed to a light body, because it now is all contaminated, all of your thoughts of emotions and other things and pain that your body experienced, and it looks just like you, in a sense, but it's invisible. The darkness has to take that body, spirit body, that looks more like a physical wreck, we'll say, and clean it off completely, probably put you through the past life review for more torture, see stuff leaving you. Still sucking energy off. Remember, where does that energy go from the darkness? You know, they take it off your spirit. That's all negative energy. So they're getting it over again. That's their bonus. So as you go down that white light tunnel and you see whoever you believed in lifetime, and your relatives, naturally, because they're stuck there too. All your friends are stuck there. You might even see your dog or cat maybe being stuck. Whatever they want to bring forth, they can do that. Whether it's there or not, they have a movie set where they can create it for you. I shoot down that tunnel of darkness. It looks like light. And then you're back into a body. Choose the best of the worst parents, so to speak. You choose your life path, what you think you want to do, which is your DNA that's going to be activated in this lifetime. And it's what your spirit activated and after conception, okay? So that's your life path, because you have to do something, because the darkness has a script for you. If you're in light, none of that exists. When you're in source energy, that doesn't exist at all. But here, they give you that life path, and of course you're going to be doing that because you have the DNA activated for you to have that experience. You bought the movie tickets for your whole life. Every day is a different movie ticket. So, back to you.
Every day is a new ticket, but it's the same story. So I have another one, and it is similar to that. It's an email, so I'll just kind of try to read this one. It says, this person has also had abductions, and they feel that they have only occurred when they were awakened in their heart and that their light is being expressed in a fashion that the aliens find threatening to them. And in a recent abduction, they made an offer to take their spirit and consciousness by making this person believe that it was on a mission, ascending, and that it was already on the creation light ship. And it says, there was a lot of sacrificing done on me. I experienced some trauma, and it was life or death. They're glad that they survived. And then they ask, is there anything we can get out of these experiences? I guess they're asking if there's anything positive that can come out of them.
Boy, I don't think there'd be anything positive with torture or anything, you know. I guess the only positive thing is knowing that you don't want to be there. So, you know, find out what clearing can help you. The alien attack page could. Talked about the barcode on your body. So any of that could be helpful, and it could be viewing a parallel life that you're experiencing. So that's another way to look at it. It could be a parallel life that they're dropping in on you, having that experience. So back to you.
Yeah, and I know that the really good clearings for the parallel life, there's four of them. There's cloned bodies on cloned planets, cloned bodies on cloned Earth, past life, and present life. And they're actually four separate ones. And then there's an all alien parallel lifetime removal clearing. So those can often stop, I know you said parallel life, so that would include dreams and hopefully actual physical abductions. But it sounds in this email that the person was speaking about a physical abduction that they happen to remember, in which case the abduction barcode would be a really great one to do. I know I have done it, and other people that have done it used to have problems sleeping, and now they sleep like babies. So something must have been happening at night that we got cleared off by doing the abduction barcode removal. So, all right, I'd like to switch gears a little bit, Ron. I have this really nice document that I printed up. I kind of pulled the information off of an older radio show, one of the archives. Can't remember from where, but then I looked it up online, and I think that you have parts of it on your website as well. But in the show, it mentioned the specific verses. And what it is in a very ancient document. It's called the Talmud Prophecy. And I'm just going to read it. I'm not sure who wrote it. I know that Jesus never wrote any of his own teachings down. Other people wrote them. So I don't know if Talmud is the name of a being or if it's the name of a place, but I'll read it, and then maybe we can get some comments if anybody looks it up. I'll check the fast chat and see if anyone has any more information about it. Okay? So it starts out at verse 74, if anyone's following along, and it says, "But Emmanuel spoke, nowhere is a prophet valued less than in his own country and in his own house. This will prove true for all time, as long as humanity has little knowledge and is enslaved by the delusionary teachings of the scribes and distorters of Scripture. So it will come true in 2 times 1,000 years, when humans have become knowledgeable and thinking, and when my actual unfalsified teachings will be revealed anew. The new prophet of that distant future will not possess as much strength and power over evil and sickness, but his knowledge will surpass mine, and his revelations about my real teachings will shake the foundations of the entire earth. For in his time, the world will be inundated by my teachings, as falsified by the distorters of the scriptures, and it will be living in false religious cults that bring death. It will be a time when wars from space begin to threaten, and many new gods will seek to rule over the earth. Truly, truly I say to you, the new prophet will be persecuted not only by a wrong-minded people, as will happen to me, but also by the whole world and by many deluded religious cults, which will bring forth many false prophets. Yet before the end of 2 times 1,000 years, the new prophet will reveal my unfalsified teachings to small groups, just as I teach the wisdom, the knowledge, and the laws of the Spirit and of creation to small groups of trusted friends and disciples. Nevertheless, his path will be very difficult and full of obstacles, because he will begin his mission in a peace-loving country in the north. Will be in Ordainen, I'm not sure, there's a word there that I can't understand, it's a little messed up. By a strict false religions, cult-based scriptural distortions and teachings. Thus I prophesy, and thus it shall be. And he did not there show great signs of his power, nor did he impart his great wisdom because of their disdain for the truth." So it must have been somebody who was watching Jesus speak to some of his followers, talking about who many of us think is Ron, who he was speaking of. And it's very interesting because it actually says in here, he will begin his mission in a peace-loving country in the north. That's kind of specific. And I was mentioning this to somebody the other day, and they said, "Are we in the north?" And I said, "Well, we are technically North America." So anyway, what do you think about that, Ron?
it sounds very good. I can resonate to quite a bit of that. So yeah, it does feel good. Knowing the different healings that Jesus did, I have them all like in Technicolor. So I do have that for G that I can, you know, see, and, you know, I don't always talk about it because there's really no need to do stuff. And to me, it's like grandstanding. I don't like to grandstand about anything.
Of course not, and thank you. But I did find it an interesting document, and I find it really interesting that I'm sure they had no idea what he was speaking of when he said there would be different beings from different places. So he's really speaking about the aliens back then, but of course, many people don't even have a concept of what that is now. So I'm sure they just had no idea what he was speaking of then.
What's
that?
That's what we're involved with.
Yeah, it's kind of like Nostradamus trying to explain airplanes. You know, he may have seen something and, oh, big bird flying in the sky. Well, who's going to, you know, how could a big bird be a detriment, right? That doesn't sound so scary, but how else do you explain to people who have no concept of what an airplane is, you know? So, okay, well, we don't have any comments concerning a particular document at this time, but I will move on to something else then. So it says, this just came in recently. It says, prevent the war. If the southern plantation owners were given a free cotton gin to release their slaves to pay their affordable farm mortgages, wouldn't the Civil War have been prevented? I do not know about that. Although I do know that we are often taught in history, I know that I was taught with the focus that the Civil War occurred because of slavery, and that actually was a side benefit that occurred. It was more about where the capital of the country was going to be and whether or not the country was going to be split in two or if it was going to be one union. So, I don't know. Do you have any input on that, Ron?
Not that I could actually quote. Yeah, I know there's a lot that's kind of behind the scenes there. I know they didn't want to pay the war debt. The South didn't want to pay the war debt.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Anyway.
So we have another one here. It says, hello, Ron. I'd like to say that I've seen so many changes in my life lately, and I'm grateful that thanks to these clearings, I am able to see clearer now, and I feel like I'm not that attached to what other people say, and I accept them and let them go easier. Situations come and go easily now. I was wondering, could you please do a clearing for all the blockages from receiving the right man in my life and not go through other experiences similar to the ones that I've been through so far?
Boy, no, that's a rough one. I could clear one of them. I can't clear, you know, hundreds of them or anything. Let's see. To analyze this, let's just look at that here. What I would do is, it sounds like a woman is talking there. So what I would do is write down each boyfriend's name on a piece of paper and maybe leave, like, maybe do two a page or something, you know. And each one's going to have some type of charge on it for you. And then maybe the left and the right, you know, have good things and bad things on that page underneath the person's name. And you have to do a couple of pages of this. We'll just say four boyfriends. You may have a lot more, but we'll just say you have four. You're going to start to feel that energetic cording from that name on each one of those, because you're actually fine-tuning yourself now into the heading of boyfriend. So you're in the boyfriend book of negativity. And so I would look at how they're energetically courting you and write down maybe the events of what happened, you know, just briefly, not, you know, like, you know, on a date, got betrayed, you know, whatever, you know, whatever comes up for that person. So find out what the gift is and also what the negative, situations were that happened to you, and then go to the next one. That's the gift in the whole thing, is finding out what they gave you and what you didn't understand, or, in a sense, the negative one would be New Age talking here, you know, like what you have to learn, you know. Well, that just means that energy is stuck in you. So from there, do clearings on it. Find out what the theme is with each one. And maybe there's a common theme through all of them. And then do clearings on that to get that release from you. Because you're only going to remember the worst ones. Okay, what comes up. There may be ones that are maybe equally bad, but it didn't affect you emotionally so much. So write down, you know, what happened. And so you can have like a little roadmap of that relationship and look at it from above, you know, eye view of it, we'll say. And then go to the next person and just write them all down and where you are. And then do a clearing on it so that now, because all that you've experienced, you're going to be bringing back into your life, you know, for the next person who comes in. So just know that's a possibility.
Okay. Yeah, I like the way you say that, Ron, that even though something, say, negative may have occurred or a feeling that wasn't so good may have been felt, there is a gift in going, oh, well, that's my issue, so now I know what to work on. And that's pretty cool. There's also the relationship clearing. And I know you can clear your relationship to yourself. And I have done this one, and I have put in different names of people that I've had relationships with, and it seems to have settled down the feeling that I've had about them. Do you think that would help?
Yeah, that'll help. And remember, people around you you're in a relationship with. And so, you know, it may not be your partner. It may be somebody else, you know, that you're seeing all the time or something. You know, everybody typically goes to work unless you're retired or not working. So, you know, each day you go to work, maybe you see 10 people. And so you are in a relationship with them. Find out, you know, what their theme of their life is, you know. Each one will have maybe a different theme. Now, if they're all the same theme, then you know that you're in that theme with them. You know, you may not know that. Kind of like, you know, the self-help groups, you know. And so when you're in the self-help group situation, you have those monthly meetings, but you can do weekly meetings or daily meetings, you know, like AA, NA, et cetera. You know, your workplace where you're going to work is very similar. Find out what their theme is and do clearings on yourself for that. Because, for one, these people could contaminate you by talking about their particular thing, their theme of their life, and that can bring up the DNA in you, and you're dealing with it also. Plus, you're around listening. Normally, when you have clearings done, oh, and you're freed up of that, you don't really want to hear that stuff over and over again. You know you're going to get slimed and contaminated. So you sort of like walk away, Renee, because you don't want to be involved with their life. That will be your life. Their life will be your life. So you want to get out of that. So, you know, find out what the people around you are communicating to themselves, other people, and then also you. So back to you, and do clearings on it.
All right, okay. So we have our next question here, or comment, is about some cloned energies. The person writes, I was on the bus and saw a man giving his children a sandwich, and the food looked fake to me. Could the food have been cloned food? Maybe they were also clones eating cloned food.
Well, the second one sounded good.
Clone food. Right.
Yeah, so next thing is to look to see if there's any life force in it or if it, like, glows or anything, you know. That's a good observation. So, yeah.
I mean, I guess essentially all food is cloned, and now it's even genetically modified, so.
And at times, you know, you go out and you get a meal, you cook a meal or whatever, you have a meal, it doesn't matter how you get it, and all of a sudden you eat it and you feel full, but it may be a little bit of energy You go, well, I got to eat a whole bunch of this to get some energy. And you know, maybe it's not the real food, but you are eating it because, you know, you have to eat something. So
right.
That's it's happening more and more now, is that the quality of the food just isn't there because it's not really probably human food, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that clone may not need food for their energetic system. I can't say it's 100% correct. Maybe they're living on something else that you know nothing about, and we may not ever be informed of that either, you know. You know, they may have something in their program to keep them running that's invisible that we physically can't see, that they enjoy going to the fast food places. And you wonder, gee, how can this person look so thin and be so healthy looking, and they're eating this food that really they shouldn't be eating typically, you know, and yet they look perfectly fine and healthy. And you go, wow, what is this, you know? So, but anyway, yeah, I think the quality of the food that we're having now, plus you have the nanotechnology probably in the food and in the air that you're breathing, all this stuff is, I would say, going to harm humans here, the real people. So back to you.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of nutritionally deficient food, and that's essentially the reason you eat food. So then you think, oh, well, I have filled a hole in my belly, or a space in my body, but I still feel like something is not full, and so then the person ends up eating more food. But, yeah, our food has been genetically modified, and there's all sorts of things going on, so eat organic when you can. So there's a second part of this email, actually, which is an interesting story. It says, then there were two women outside a building trying to enter the building. And after about 20 seconds of them trying to open the doors, they decided to use another door that people were opening. Here's where it gets weird. These two women that were trying to open the doors but could not because they were not reading the big sign on the door that read, do not enter, exit only. I guess they were clones, too. Oh, well, never a dull moment here in Manhattan.
Right.
There it
yeah.
is.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe they were in the country. You know, you never know. I do recall a story. Somebody, I never wrote in, but I'll just say it now. That I overheard over a year ago, and he said, "Yeah, so he owns this restaurant, and he had hired this new fellow, maybe mid-20s or so, or early 30s." And he said, well, where do I start? And the owner says, oh, why don't you go make an omelet? So he walks over and grabs some eggs, and he takes the two eggs, and he just smashes them together and drops them in the pan. And the owner says, wow, I couldn't figure it out. Like, this guy is how old, and he didn't know how to crack an egg. And he looked at me so confused and sad and a little bit embarrassed, and he said I had to be so you know, kind with him and say, well, you know, if we want just the egg, we're going to crack it outside the pan. And all I could think was, oh, I think he just met a clone because, yeah, the guy just had no idea how to deal with, you know, starting out making an omelet. So, but he seemed to handle it very well and very much with kindness because they really just don't know. Like you said before, Ron, they just don't have that program.
Yep, they don't have it.
Yeah, so just have to say, well, this is, you know, going to work better for you.
A story about somebody, I guess, a coffee shop. I guess they went in to get coffee, and there's a new person behind the counter. I can't exactly remember the whole thing, but the person said, a phrase like, yeah, we have fresh desserts, and they're $2. The person asked where the desserts were. They didn't come in yet or something, and the guy just kept eating that phrase, I think. And the strange thing was the person got a cup of coffee. The person, I guess, made a fresh pot of coffee for that person, and then they dumped it out and another fresh pot for the next person to come in. So they must have got the words mixed up from the owner, you know, what to do. Or, you know, maybe the, anyway, but that's the lack of data, you know.
Right. So they only got one cup of coffee out of an entire pot.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, all that good coffee being wasted. Ron, we have a request for a pain relief sample.
Okay. Well, let's do, think of where your pain is. I'll first do an entity clearing. Those entities can give you the pain. Your pain may be just very little. And then you get the 1,000 entities living with you with that particular pain in that location. It may not be the same situation. Maybe you cut yourself with a knife and it hurts. We'll say, well, they could have had a bad splinter. They could have had something hit their location, that location, you know, and you know, all different things, but the pain is pain. So the pain doesn't necessarily, you know, as we think about pain, once you have pain, you have pain. It doesn't say, well, this pain is for this pain is for that. Pain is pain. It's an owie, you know? So here we go. So entities will be attracted to your owie. Here we go, releasing that one particular situation that you're thinking of. So think of that one pain that you have or had in your past. Past is with you. So one, releasing it, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's entities. Now we'll look at the pain body. So we'll just see if that pain subsided somewhat. Only you're going to know by looking at it and checking it out. Now we'll work with your pain body. So releasing that. Remember, entities are people who died and they have a pain with them, and they look around for donors, we'll say, and people who have pain because they want to experience that, and they resonate to that pain. We've seen pain now. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Hey, that's you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay, so I wanted to read this. This had something to do with the clearing that you did about, it might have been 2 weeks now, but it says they are experiencing bad storms in the Midwest, and I believe this came in over a week ago, all day Monday evening, and they set up a clearing for that area. However, it still took out the internet, and severe storms carried on. They also grew up in the city that they're speaking of, which would be Illinois. And they said the next day, very bad damage happened in the southwest of Chicago. And they looked it up because they had lived in the southwest of Chicago as a teenager. And the town was Coal City, Illinois, where the damage was mostly from the storm. They said back in 1922, there was a massacre. So bad event, including minors. And the way in which they happened to die was that they had their throats slit. And the clearing that they were referring to is the one where you cleared our throats of if that had ever happened. And it said that they found it very interesting that just after they had this clearing, that they had this vision that they should stumble upon this historic thing that I've never heard of. And I'm also from the area, but apparently it's probably a localized story that was, you know, eventually forgotten. And also, the damage happened on the same key date and year. So I think that was the day before, which would have been the 22nd. So, and then it says they just found it very interesting that you had done that clearing and that they had seen that. So maybe you helped a lot of people with that clearing. Or maybe that person just has some connection to that specific event. But at any rate, that clearing really helped a lot of people, several people that I've talked to. So there must have been something going on. And I also know that there's a couple popular television shows out right now. And that seems to be the chosen method for getting rid of your enemy. So So when a lot of people watch these shows, it's probably tipping off their DNA to possibly something that had happened to them at some time. And so that healing was really good and useful. So thank you, Ron. And I know on Saturday night we discussed the different ways if you think that you have more of that going on or you have any negative objects that are connected to you. And I believe we decided, we had spoken of different names of healings that might help if you felt that that was a problem. And I think we decided that the energetic objects cording release would work for that. So if anyone out there feels that they could use more healing or there's some kind of thing going on in their body and they can't figure out what it is, it could be some kind of a cording, something that, you know, just needs to be released. So, all right. Do you have any comments on that particular one, Ron?
Well, the aliens do copy and paste, and they do use those key days. So if you're having a really bad day, don't know what it is, have some sort of sense, I won't use the word vision, that could be what it could be too. Maybe you're doing something, and I do clearings, and I used to do clearings in person with people, you know, years ago. Whenever I had a person that had a problem with drowning, I would start to do a clearing that their nose would start to run or their eyes would water, you know, or tear up. So let's just say that for you get up in the morning, you start brushing your teeth, and all of a sudden, nose starts running. I mean, you know, out of nowhere, right? And you go, wow, what's this? And you look at the date, and you go, well, this is, we'll just say it's today's date, you know, the 29th of June. So you go, you know, I'm going to punch in on Google, maybe, or whatever search engine you're using, you know, drowning, maybe floods or something, 29th of June. And all of a sudden, something pops up. Well, there it is, 1829, you know. And let's say a name of, let's just say Roosevelt, Massachusetts. May not even exist, but just using that. All of a sudden, your hair stands up on end on you, and you go, wow, maybe I was there, you know. And then you know, well, maybe I drowned that day. That's one of my deaths. Or it could be, you know, naturally it's genetic, so it's one of the deaths of your ancestors. It may not be you, but your soul family has that data, so you are connected to it also. Maybe one person in your soul family had it, and now trying to release it. And since you're the one that's a little more smarter than everybody else in your soul family, having your CLS clearings, and they don't get it at all, and they probably wouldn't know what it was anyway. So now you're going to be doing that lesson for them. That's how it works. So not only are you doing your own thing, you're doing everything from the soul family members that you have, soul family. That's why you say, gee, I did this before, and, you know, no, not to, well, let's just say that you drink coffee. So definitely know not to put your coffee cup on the roof of your car when you're talking to friends, and then you drive off and it falls off, right? Some of you out there might do that, you know. Well, after about the 10th time, I really know not to do it now because it's costing me money and I lost my coffee, you know. And so all of a sudden you haven't done that for a year. Now you're doing it again. You go, what's going on here, you know? Is this a copy and paste of a year ago? Well, somebody in your cell phone goes, well, we need to have that experience. But normally it's much worse than that. So now maybe your nose is running, you know, and you go, I'm going to see what's going on here. You know, I'm going to get the bull by the horns here and look and see, and you get on Google, and there it is. That was the death of somebody in your soul family or in your genetics or and in your genetics, either way, along with now you're dealing with it, okay? So find out information that way. And I wouldn't really look too far into it, but maybe the further you look, if they do have a newspaper article about it, maybe that's a lot of your stuff, your baggage in this lifetime associated with that one situation. Oh, you may want to look at it, or you may not. It's up to you. But, you know, as you dig deeper into it, you're getting put on more of those timelines, okay? So then you want to do timeline crashes for that. That's what you want to do. And if, you know, if your hair stands up on end as you get the information or something, you go, wow, I'm getting chills or something, then maybe do 1,000 timeline crashes, because that would be probably needed, because now you're involved directly with that because your nose is running. Very possibly, maybe you're planning to go out on a boat that weekend or something, you know, or even that same day, and you drowned, you know, a long time ago, you know, in the 1800s, maybe this is another drowning that you'd be experiencing. This would be like a deja vu also. Anyway, back to you, Del.
Yeah. Okay. I also had a request, Ron, for a grief sample clearing.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Think of your grief conditions. A TV show, I forgot the name of it. The person would always say good grief. If there's good grief, there's bad grief. Anyway. Oh, here we go. Remember the name of the show? Are you old enough, Michelle?
Wasn't it the Peanuts Gang?
No. The Life of Riley, did he say good grief?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I know. Nice being 29, isn't it? So here we go. We've seen the grief clearance, so here we go. I thought you'd do good grief. I'm releasing that from you, so think of your situation. So releasing good grief. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think of that situation. Think of bad grief. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm just using some keywords here in front of grief. How about horrible grief? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Can you think of another word to put in front of grief?
No, I don't know. Okay. Just sadness. Just
okay, sadness. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go.
All right,
so we'll
thank
see
you.
How that affects people here. Remember, those keywords are what they use, so... You may just think of grief, well, I don't have any grief, and then all of a sudden the other word may key you into a situation, a timeline. Oh, you, remember, you're here to get rid of stuff, so the more you can kind of, in a sense, figure out to get off those timelines, the better off you are. Because then getting rid of a part of your life that you don't want to have. Remember, once the timelines are basically run through all the way, and there's no more of that issue, then they may not put you onto that same timeline again. It's eliminated. Chronic grief. Oh, boy. That's a good one. Endless grief. Here we go. So we'll do endless grief. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that sounds like a death wish. And chronic grief. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
If there's any others, let me know. We'll do them, right? Okay. So we have another email, and I apologize to this listener. It seems to be a little bit old. I hope that they're not already ill, but it says, I have been experiencing a heaviness in my throat and chest for the past few days. It feels like they might be getting sick, but it also feels like something just energetic.
That's probably an object then. So let's do an object or something, maybe, I guess, neck issues, I guess. Maybe you got something that's in your neck that's decaying. Remember, you're probably alive on a timeline with a sword in you, you know, or something like that. And they can just keep you alive, you know, even though, you know, typically if you have something go through your neck, you're going to, typically it's going to hurt a lot and you may die in 5 minutes or something. But they'll just keep you alive, recirculating that timeline. You're never dead and you have this thing. And it gets copy and pasted on you, plus it's, well, it has poison on it or something on the knife or the spear or whatever it is. won't get too graphic here, but here we go. Oh, we're going to work on this object coming in through your right side of your neck. Okay. Do four locations. So right side. So one, two, three, four, and five. I will do the back of your neck, facing that object. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do the left side. One, two, three, four, and five. Front side. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Well, typically, you may only have one of those. Soft out four, then maybe you like a pin cushion. So you may have lots of these situations from the past with being, something going through your neck. I'll do hanging. So that's a big one. Here we go. And this you may, if you've had that experience in the past, and this could be your soul family members, it could be in your genetics. So all these things can hold true. So if you start gasping for air or something like that, your face turns red or whatever, you just know that you've had that experience. So here we go. On your seat, everybody. So one, releasing the hanging situation with the rope around your neck. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you may want to move your neck around, very possibly if that happened to you and these genetics are active in this lifetime, maybe your neck got broken. So move your neck and maybe hear some clicks or something, pops or whatever, and maybe it might go back to perfection. You feel it also, then by all means do a lot of timeline crashes on either having a broken neck, that could be one thing, maybe also doing it on hanging, okay? So back to you.
Right. I know that if a lot of people, you know, have been coming back to this particular landmass, North America, America, for a couple hundred years, that was also the chosen method to off people was to hang them. So hopefully that helped a lot of people as well. And I know I'd like to just share my own little thing. I did keep notes on what healings were done because it's nice to go back to some of the shows. And I know that you've mentioned, Ron, in the past that if you are listening to an archive, the archives can be used a couple times to maybe, you know, clear off more and more. And I know sometimes you say five times or three times. How many times do you think these clearings could work if a person was listening to an archive?
Three times. And what it's mainly for is, let's say that you do it and you go, wow, this really helped me. Then you may want to have a friend of yours who may be suffering from something that clearing could help them with. So you could have your friend listen. And that will be your second time, and that would be their first. So you're able to experience it and also show them what it's about. Well, that's a bonus for you. So it's really made for people, to other people, what the healing is about. Last one that we got through doing with your neck. Maybe, you know, just maybe one of your friends now has a neck brace on. You know, they got into a car accident or something. But, you know, this seems a little strange. I heard it on this program, and my friend Fred here has a neck brace on. He just got in a car wreck a week ago. Maybe I should have him listen to this just for the heck of it. Well, all of a sudden, maybe this could help him out immensely. He's still suffering from that situation, either having something poked in his neck with the swords, or maybe he got hung. And all of a sudden, now he's dealing with it. You're his friend, and you listen to the program, and you go, I'm going to see if I can help him out. So, we're out. So, here, anyway, back to you. I guess we got about a minute to go here.
Oh, okay. All right, let me just read this real quick. It just says, hi, Ron. Thank you for the wonderful healings on Saturday's night shows. I am part Native American, I felt hurt and angry about two items I have sold in the past few years. In both exchanges, I felt cheated and disrespected and now ashamed and angry that I let this happen to me. This was the first time I ever connected these incidents to my Native American past. History repeating. So it's just a comment. Must have been something
if you're
that
listening, that was. And you are Native American, either the person who wrote in or anybody, and you have or know about issues, I wouldn't mind doing a show. I'd like to do a show on that. Maybe even one on indigenous people. I'm thinking more like the Aborigines, but there are people that, you know, other ones, but basically people of the land before, you know, things got invaded, you know, and I won't go into all that stuff, but you know what I mean. So if you do have a situation, or maybe, you know about your great-great-great grandparents, you know, were buried up on some hill, you know, and then now it's a shopping center, and they're bugging you, you know, because they're probably still around, maybe, and you're upset because that happened whenever you drive by that place, and I'm sure that's happened all the time. You know, that would be one, too, you know. So, you know, if you do have situations like that, I'd like to do clearings for you to help you out, help out whatever is going on. That area is still active, you know, with those people that lived a long time ago. They're upset.
Yeah, and at any rate, their emotional body.
Mind a heart drop. Oh,
okay.
Here we go. And, you know, if you are a certain Indian, Indian name, I guess, heritage, I guess, or something. You know, there's like, you know, different types of Indian. So, you know, let us know what that is, too, because that could zero in more on those areas, you know. Oh, here we go. Maybe the estate that you're talking about. So let's do a mind to heart drop, as you should be doing all the time. So you want to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into the heart where your spirit resides. Now from 10 to 1 backwards, do it 3 times. And once you catch on how to do this, maybe after a week, you can just count it less, maybe 3, 2, 1 if you like.
Time.
Oh, here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. See you later. Bye, everyone.
Good night.